Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We have some major breaking news and zero time to waste. The United States Commander-in-Chief is now personally getting involved in the war between Iran and Israel after we've seen it escalate intensely over the past week or so. Donald Trump sent out a series of Truth Social posts, each one more unhinged than the last, and in it, he is personally threatening to kill the Iranian Ayatollah. Now, Trump wants you to believe that he was the No New Wars president. There was going to be peace because he was so strong. But it's the exact opposite. Because of his weakness, and not even just weakness, his indecision, his inability to make a strong decision has screwed up the United States and has screwed over the entire Middle East. And now he is getting basically dog-walked by Netanyahu. Netanyahu is dragging Trump into the war, and we can demonstrate that in multiple ways. Before we even read Donald Trump's Truth Social posts, I want to read this thread. The New York Times is reporting that the Trump administration was, quote, unaware of any new intelligence showing that Iran was rushing to a bomb, which was Israel's justification for starting this war when it did. But Trump just gave up on trying to restrain Netanyahu, and Trump is not a strong enough leader to either correct the record or take a stand. Therefore, he's getting dragged into a war. This says, contrary to Israeli claims, senior administration officials were unaware of any new intelligence showing the Iranians were rushing to build a nuclear bomb, a move that would justify a preemptive strike. But seeing that they would most likely not be able to deter Mr. Netanyahu in no longer driving events, Mr. Trump's advisors weighed alternatives. Also this, American involvement in the war based on whether or not it's playing well on Fox News. Pay attention to this part. But as the night wore on and the Israelis landed a spectacular series of precision strikes against Iranian military leaders, Mr. Trump began to change his mind about his public posture. When he woke up on Friday morning, his favorite TV channel, Fox News, was broadcasting wall-to-wall imagery of what it was portraying as Israel's military genius, and Mr. Trump could not resist claiming some credit for himself. In phone calls with reporters, Mr. Trump began hinting that he had played a bigger role behind the scenes in the war than people realized. Privately, he told some confidants that he was now leaning more towards a serious escalation, going along with Israel's earlier request that the United States deliver powerful, bunker-busting bombs to destroy Iran's nuclear facility at Fordo. This is supposed to be the No New War president. He lied to the people who wanted no new wars. Trump is now explicitly escalating, and it's honestly just due to weakness. If you want to understand how we got here, you have to go back to the biggest foreign policy blunder of Trump's presidency, arguably during his first term, which was pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal when he did. After that, he has been so weak that Netanyahu has been able to dog walk him time and time again. Past presidents like Obama, Bush, even Biden at least tried to keep some distance between American policy and the all-out total war. I mean, Obama pushed back on Netanyahu a lot. They hated each other. Netanyahu hated Trump. Biden, towards the end of his term, pushed back as well. But Trump is just handing over the keys due to absolute weakness. Watch this clip of Trump on Air Force One heading back to the U.S. just yapping about Tim Walz.
Have you called the governor yet or been able to speak to any of them?
I don't really call him. He appointed this guy to a position. I think the governor of Minnesota is so whacked out. I'm not calling him. He's a mess. So, you know, I could be nice and call him, but why waste time?
I'm really glad we have such a steady-handed leader at this time, at a time when we're escalating this rapidly. Here's Donald Trump about a decade ago when Obama was striking the Iranian nuclear deal.
Our president will start a war with Iran because he has absolutely no ability to negotiate. He's weak and he's ineffective.
Oh, my Lord. That was very, very prescient right there. Very, very prescient because Trump is weak and ineffective. Let's read through some of his Truth Social yaps. So let's actually start here. He posted 12 hours ago. Publicity-seeking President Emmanuel Macron of France mistakenly said that I left the G7 summit in Canada to go back to the DC to work on a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. Wrong. He has no idea why I am now on my way to Washington, but it certainly has nothing to do with a ceasefire. Much bigger than that. Whether purposely or not, Emmanuel always gets it wrong. Stay tuned. So Trump is basically saying, oh, you thought I was going back to the United States for a good reason, for an actual rational reason. Wrong. Double wrong. I'm going back for a dumb reason that I won't even tell you. You have to guess. Just infantile, childish. It's literally just, you can't tell me what to do on the biggest scale possible. Right before that, he posted, if I didn't put the National Guard into Los Angeles, the place would be burned down to the ground right now. This type of inflammatory rhetoric is the reason why that shooter did what he did a few days ago. When Trump says the Democrats are sick of the mind and are burning down and ruining our cities, then yeah, easily impressionable, radicalized people will go out and commit murder. It's insane. And this brings me on to Trump's post today. He tweeted 1 hour ago, we now have complete and total control of the skies over Iran. Iran had good sky trackers and other defensive equipment and plenty of it, but it doesn't compare to American-made, conceived, and manufactured, quote, stuff. Nobody does it better than the good old USA. He very quickly went from no new wars, there will be no new wars over the next 4 years, to we now have complete and total control of the skies. He then said, in another escalatory post, we know exactly where the so-called supreme leader is hiding. He is an easy target, but is safe there. We are not going to take him out. Kill, at least for now. What? Why does he put the word kill like this? We are not going to take him out. Kill. At least for now. I'm glad you clarified you weren't taking the Ayatollah to dinner. He then said, but we don't want missiles shot at civilians or American soldiers. Our patience is wearing thin. He uses that phrase again that he used about Elon Musk, wearing thin. Thank you for all your attention on this matter. And then he just randomly tweets out, unconditional surrender. Lord have mercy. Look at the comments. Look at the comments. We didn't vote for this. We voted for America first, not Israel first. And this person has a Trump profile picture. Someone said, whatever happened to no new wars and staying out of other countries' problems? Someone said, not my war, also not my flag. Okay, so I guess you could say a lot about MAGA, but at least they're trying to remain consistent on the no new wars thing, at least some of them. This said, you said no more endless wars. Wow, look at this. Someone said, what the fuck are you doing, brah? Someone said, we didn't vote for another bloodbath in the Middle East. The American people are done with endless wars. If Trump wants to keep his supporters, he better focus on de-escalating the Iran-Israel crisis, not dragging us into another disastrous war on terror. I'm sorry, but you don't know how Donald Trump's governing style works. He is such a weak, indecisive leader who knows how to thump his chest on Truth Social and be a keyboard warrior, but he doesn't actually know how to use diplomacy to his advantage. There are ways to leverage the diplomatic channels that the U.S. has. We have leverage. We have a lot of clever people in the country that can help us solve this, but no, Trump is going to do theater on Twitter and tweet as Netanyahu drags him along in this war. What about this next post? God Save America said, if you want to take us into war with Iran, your base will be done with you. We, in no uncertain terms, do not support any U.S. intervention in the Middle East. And then there's a weird cult post, but people are mad. Was this your America First policy? So it only took them a week to buy you out? Great. And honestly, there are a lot of pressure points with the Trump administration thus far, but I think this is a very key one. Even beyond the horrors of the war going on, I think the messaging around this is very, very clear. Donald Trump is a liar. You guys got lied to. You voted for him. That's fine. We can move on from that. If you can concede that Donald Trump lied about basically every single issue. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section below. Drop a like. Subscribe to join the crew. Mockler Media official announcement coming soon. We're going live very, very soon, today or tomorrow. Love you all. Peace out.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.